Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Aue Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. We have listeners from all over the world, and we are so grateful for all of you. We especially love reading your reviews. Thank you for writing them. And if you haven't written one yet, please do. Your reviews help other families find our show so that more kids and grown-ups and even pets can stay relaxed.
Hello, Aue Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Aue Island. That's patreon.com/Aue Island.
Hello, Aue Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Aue Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Okay, deep breath, in and out. Good. Imagine you are a graceful willow tree, swaying in the gentle breeze. Pretend your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Think of your legs, tummy, and neck as the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots and up through your trunk. Now pretend that your arms and head are flexible, leafy willow branches. Imagine them swinging gently in the warm breeze, back and forth, as you take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is Leaping Lemmings. It was a beautiful day on Aue Island. The sun was big and bright, giving everyone on the island a nice warm hug. The birds flew around the trees, singing from the branches and playing silly games in the blue sky. Lincoln Lemming was taking a short walk. As Lincoln felt the cool, refreshing breezes on his nose, he couldn't help but smile. What a beautiful day for a performance! Later this afternoon, he and his friends, Lena and Lexi, were going to put on an acrobatics show for their friends and neighbors. It had been Lincoln's idea to entertain their neighbors with a performance, and he was feeling proud at having arranged the event and very excited by the prospect of performing with his friends. As Lincoln continued his walk, he saw lots of the forest creatures out, going about their days. Carrie Cardinal was collecting small sticks for her nest. When Lincoln saw Carrie, he had a great idea. He could ask Carrie to help invite more forest animals to the show. So far, Lincoln had only been able to invite his neighbors and nearby friends. But Carrie could fly around and let many more animals know about the show. Lincoln decided to stop and ask Carrie for her help. "Good afternoon, Carrie," Lincoln said. "Hello, Lincoln," Carrie called back. Carrie flew down from her nest to talk to the little lemming. "I was wondering if you would help me with something." "Something awesome," Lincoln said. "Of course. What do you need help with?" Carrie asked. "Well, as you know, Lena, Lexi, and I are getting ready to put on our big acrobatic show this afternoon. We've invited our neighbors, but it would be nice to have some more folks there. If you have time, would you please fly around and tell a few more animals about our show?" Lincoln asked. Carrie flapped her wings, all set to help the little lemming. "A show sounds like so much fun, Lincoln. Of course I'll help you. I can cover more territory faster than you, since I can fly." "Thank you so much, Carrie," Lincoln said. Lincoln waved goodbye to Carrie as she flew off into the forest, singing a little song as she flew through the trees. Lincoln felt pleased with himself for trying to help promote the lemming's performance. But he decided it was probably time to head home. The performers needed to be ready for the show. Lincoln happily scurried home to meet up with Lexi and Lena and practice once more before the show. When Lincoln got to the lemming's little homes, Lexi was sitting outside right next to her burrow. Lincoln saw that her tiny hands were moving rapidly around two blades of grass. It looked like she was trying to make something out of them. "Hi, Lexi," Lincoln called. Lexi looked up from her project. "Hi, Lincoln. Look, I'm making grass crowns for everyone in the audience." Lexi showed Lincoln the cute little grass crowns she was making. "Wow! Great work, Lexi," Lincoln exclaimed. "Have you been practicing our leaps?" he asked. "A little bit," Lexi replied with a smile. "I stretched this morning, and I've been hopping around the burrow all day. But I'm taking a break now," Lexi said. "That's smart," replied Lincoln. "And I think everyone is going to love your grass crowns," Lincoln said. "Thank you, Lincoln," Lexi said. "I've got some good news," said Lincoln. "I asked Carrie to fly around and ask a few more forest animals to come see our show. We should have a big audience today." "Wow, that's great," replied Lexi enthusiastically. "That's so nice of Carrie to help out." "Yes, it is," replied Lincoln. "But Lexi, have you seen Lena lately?" Lincoln asked, looking around, realizing he hadn't seen or heard from Lena yet. Lexi shook her head. "The last time I saw her, she was in the burrow. She looked a little nervous." Lincoln frowned. He didn't want Lena to be upset or nervous, of course. But they only had so much time until the audience would arrive. Lincoln hoped that Lena had at least practiced a little bit today. He decided to check on her. "Lena, it's almost time for the show," Lincoln called down into her burrow. "We need to make sure everything is ready." Lena poked her head out from her burrow. She cleared her throat nervously. Then she said, "I don't know, Lincoln. I don't think I can perform in front of everybody." "What? Why not?" Lincoln asked. "It's just so scary. All those eyes looking at me," Lena said. "And I heard you just say that Carrie is inviting even more folks to watch us. It sounds like this is going to be a bigger show than I thought." At first, Lincoln didn't know what to do or say. The show was supposed to start soon. Desperately, he tried to think of ways to make Lena feel better. Maybe he could promise to get her some yummy food after performing. Or maybe he could suggest that she could just close her eyes during the performance. But when he thought about it a little more, he didn't think those ideas would work very well. So finally, he simply asked kindly, "How can I make you feel better about it, Lena?" "I'm not sure. I've never been this nervous before," Lena said. Lexi observed that her friends both seemed a little distressed. She knew the show wouldn't be very good, and the audience wouldn't enjoy it as much if the Lemmings themselves weren't having any fun. And their audience was supposed to be arriving soon. Fortunately, Lexi had an idea. She would suggest what always made her feel better when she was upset or stressed. "Hey, Lena."
"Hey, Lincoln," Lexi said.
"Everyone watching us today will be supportive. They're our friends. So let's try to relax and have fun. To help us relax, I think we should take some deep dragon breaths before we go on," Lexi suggested. "Oh, yes. I think that's a good idea, Lexi," Lincoln replied. The Lemmings huddled close together. And together, they took a deep dragon breath. In and out. They took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And finally, they took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Lincoln hadn't felt nervous to begin with, other than worrying about whether Lena did. But he noticed that just breathing and being with his friends made him feel safer and happier before beginning their big show. And most importantly, he noticed that Lena was starting to relax a little bit too. Lincoln knew that Lena was shyer than either him or Lexi. It occurred to him suddenly that performing in front of others took a great deal of courage from Lena, even though doing so felt easy to him. Lincoln felt grateful that Lena had agreed to his idea to perform, even though it was hard for her. "Lena, I know you're going to do great today," Lincoln said to his friend. "And I think you're really brave for performing in front of our friends. Thank you." "And," he added, "I'm sorry I asked Carrie to invite more folks without asking you first. I was just so excited. I didn't even think about it, maybe making the show more stressful for us." "Thanks," Lena replied with a timid smile. "And I feel better now," she added. "I think I can do this." "Awesome. Let's show everyone how amazing we leaping lemmings are," Lincoln said. The Lemmings, now filled with energy and excitement, walked over to the stage area they had made out of twigs and leaves. Animals were beginning to gather all around,
waving and smiling at the little lemmings. Apparently, Carrie had successfully invited a lot more forest dwellers because the audience was getting big. It was fun to see them wearing Lexi's grass crowns while smiling and laughing as they waited for the performance to begin. When everyone was comfortably situated, the animals clapped as the show began. "Let's do this," said Lincoln quietly to his friends. Grinning, Lexi and Lena nodded yes, and the three little lemmings began their performance. On the stage area, the little lemmings had created an entire obstacle course to climb and perform on. Lincoln stood in the middle. Lexi stood on his left, and Lena stood on his right. Lexi was the first lemming to leap through the obstacle course. She ran very fast, completing the circuit in just a few minutes. Lincoln followed her, showing everyone how high and far he could jump. Finally, despite her fears, Lena completed the obstacle course faster than both of her friends. All of their forest friends cheered as the lemmings showed everyone their amazing acrobatics. The lemmings ran, jumped, flipped, and leapt about, entertaining all their friends. Near the end, Lena did a funny little flip that made everyone laugh in delight. Lena beamed, thrilled, as the forest creatures cheered for her. Lincoln saw that Lena seemed to be enjoying being on stage and having everyone cheer for her. It felt good seeing her smiling, especially knowing how much courage it had taken for her to perform. At the end of their routine, Lincoln, Lexi, and Lena huddled together briefly, squeaking happily. "We did it," said Lincoln quietly to his friends. Then the three little lemmings took a bow as the audience cheered and clapped. Carrie whistled in praise. "Great job, my lemming friends," she exclaimed. The sun had set on the lemmings' performance. In the twilight, with the help of a few of their forest friends, the lemmings took down their stage and obstacle course. They thanked everyone for their help and for watching the show. Lincoln said a special thanks to Carrie. In return, the animals thanked the little lemmings for the great entertainment before heading to their homes for the night. Lincoln hugged his friends before heading into his own burrow. "Thank you, Lena. Thank you, Lexi," he said. "Thank you for organizing it," Lena and Lexi replied in unison. "This was a lot of fun," said Lena. "Thanks for encouraging me to be brave." Lincoln crawled into his burrow. He was exhausted, but very happy. He snuggled into his cozy bed of leaves, tucked into his burrow, and closed his eyes. As he relaxed, Lincoln started to think of all the things he had to be grateful for. Lincoln was grateful to the audience for coming, and especially for his friend Carrie, for inviting more friends to watch the lemmings perform. Lincoln took a deep dragon breath in and out. Lincoln curled into a small little ball, feeling warm and safe in his burrow. Lincoln was also grateful for Lexi. As usual, she took matters into her own paws, making crowns for the audience and supporting Lena when she was nervous. Lincoln took another deep dragon breath in and out. Ah. Lincoln stretched his paws and let out one more big yawn. Lincoln was the most grateful for Lena. He was thankful to Lena and proud of her for stepping out of her comfort zone and performing with him and Lexi. Smiling, Lincoln took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And with that, Lincoln fell asleep, dreaming of leaping through the air on stage with his friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.